Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Let's just lift up our hands and appreciate Him this morning. You want to say something to the Lord? Thank Him for your salvation. It's a complete work. We are delivered from spiritual death. We are delivered from poverty. And we are delivered from sickness. Lord, we appreciate You. Thank You for the resurrection life. Thank You for the covenant of life and peace that we share with You. We bless You. We honor You. Thank You, Lord. Someone has been struggled with. You've been struggling with your left ear, partial hearing. As a matter of fact, the doctors are considering to give you a hearing aid. But you can hear me perfectly. You can hear the sound perfectly. Father, we say thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. An ulcerated part of the womb is just being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank You, Father. Someone has an issue with their respiration organ. Your breathing, it happens early in the mornings. You always find it very difficult to breathe. You have to sit up. Your lungs are clear. You notice that from tonight you sleep perfectly well like a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we say thank You today. We bless You because You delight in us. We are the object of Your affections. Blessed be Your glorious name. In Jesus' precious name, we have worship. Amen. You want to say Happy Easter to people around you one more time? Just get a response from them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So today is what we call the word infusion. So you still have one more to go. Praise God. I just want to encourage us generally, because I realize that if care is not taken, we won't find something worthwhile to give to these kids. The legacy that we have is the legacy of our faith. Legacy of our faith. I want you to please listen to this instruction. Service this morning was 9 a.m. But some people are so used to getting to church after 10. You still came after 10. See, Christianity is not a religion. I just need to admonish you. Usually when, because we sit, so I don't know who comes at whatever time they come, I back everybody. But hey, we can't do Christianity that way. It is life. It's our life. Our very life. As a matter of fact, some of us, we can't even be disciplined throughout the service and not check our phones. And when we flip it to the other side, can you lead your family for prayers for 5 minutes? Some people are just used to reading prayer from the book. No, it doesn't impact on these kids that way. They must see us pray. They must see us study the word. And they must see us take the lead in difficult times in the family. They must see us believe God. And they may see us agree on the things that pertain to their life, on the things that pertain to our families. And I believe the Holy Spirit just inspired me to say that to you. You can't be praying songs of praise, the one we are praying when we're in secondary school. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, our God, we are wretched sinners. That's not, you can't be doing that in front of your kids. The only legacy we have is the legacy of our faith. And I'd like to encourage you, because I mean, the devil is so crafty, so he keeps us busy. He gives us things that are not the primary things. For example, some people know the latest lyrics in town, in terms of music, but you can't quote 5 scriptures. It doesn't work that way. Some people know the latest films. It doesn't work. So Christianity is not Sunday experience. If your mindset is that, then you are still practicing the Old Testament Christianity, where the people say, Moses, you go to God. Hear from him. Whatever he tells you, just come and tell us. We promise you we will obey the voice of the Lord your God. No, it doesn't work that way. You see, if I'm not a preacher, I am first a believer. So he said, this book of the law shall not depart. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He said, you will meditate in it. I mean, building on the messages today, spiritual debt. You know, a lot of the times, I don't want to take sample, when we ask people question, what is our redemption? What were we delivered from? Some people don't know. Number one, we are delivered from spiritual debt. The subject of sin is settled forever. Then we are delivered from poverty. In us is the hope of glory. Then the other one, which I want to speak to in the next 15 minutes, is that we are delivered from sickness. The same blood that was shed on the cross for our separation, eternal separation, whether it's physical death or spiritual death or eternal death, we have been delivered from those 3 kinds of death. And we can access God today. We have access. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the one that lives in us to bring solution to us in terms of difficult times. He said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. There is now therefore no condemnation because you are in Christ Jesus. There is a law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free. It's not that it's going to make you free. He has made you free. He said, what the Lord could not do, the natural law, the Old Testament law, no one can keep it, in that he was weak in the flesh. He said, God at the appointed time sent his own beloved and begotten son. And today we can stand. We have access. The same access that Jesus had is what we have. The same promises of God, which the Bible says they are yes and amen, is what we have access to. So a lot of the times, we need to come to this realization. We are delivered. We are delivered completely. Spirit, soul, and body, we are delivered to fulfill the purpose of God in our own generation. You know, the word, it is finished. John 19:30. It's a Greek word, tetelestia, T-E-T-E-L-E-S-T-A-I. It's a word that is used in business. So if it's used in business, it means that debt is fully paid. It's also a word that is used in the judicial system. It means sentenced, fully served. Sentence, fully served. It's also a word that is used in military term. It means battle fully won. So we need to come to that place of understanding that we must rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Jesus fought the battle. You and I have the victory. Today we have victory over spiritual death by way of sin, over poverty, over sickness. And the first thing that I want to say to us today is that Jesus is the will of God in action. He is the will of God. So everything that Jesus is to us, to humanity, we have access to it. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, he said, Christ has redeemed us. Can you give it to us in the TPT? Christ has redeemed us. He said, yet Christ paid the full price. The full price. That's why here today, everyone didn't bring their goats, because what it happened in the Old Testament is that you bring it far ahead of the service. So it's killed in the altar court. You confess all your sins. And then the blood are gathered. And then by reason of priesthood, the high priest takes it into the Holy of Holies. And if the high priest comes out, it means the sacrifices have been accepted. Your sins are covered, not forgiven, for the next 1 year. But here we are this morning, beautifully dressed, because Christ paid the full price. The full price. The full price to set us free from the curse of the law. And when we say the curse of the law, a lot of believers also don't understand what it means. That curse is divided into three aspects: the spiritual death, poverty, and sickness. It's very easy for us to believe in the first two. We are delivered from sin, very easy. Because of the way things are run in our world, it's very easy for every one of us to believe that God wants us to prosper. The other aspect which I'm speaking about is about sickness and diseases. The same price has been paid. I bless God for medical science. But the truth about it is that even medical science, the whole point of medical science is to provide relief. But the truth is, the essence of sickness and diseases, wherever you see it, is not to negotiate with you, is to kill you. Disease don't negotiate. Symptoms don't caress anyone. The all essence is to kill, because God is not an author of sickness. Sickness came as a result of the fallen nature of man. And so that fallen nature, the devil used it to reduce the life of God in man. Even after when man fell, you know that Zoe, the life of God, was so active in the life of man that many of those men, they live many, many years, even after they fell. Can I have an amen this morning? And then the life expectancy, because of the structure, the things and all that, reduce up to the present moment. But the life of God, when you have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, he said, with long life, he will satisfy you. And then he will show you his salvation. You and I, we have to determine the long life. Someone was talking at me, I think it was P.A. King, was talking about how our minds must contain it. David believed for 70, so that's what he got. But he said, Moses believed for 120, that's what he got. He said, but you and I, with long life, one of our church members here just buried his grandnie about 2 weeks ago. He said, how old was the man? 126 years. Still in this nation. 126. And his eyes were not dim. His natural force wasn't abated. You can believe God. Sickness is an aberration. Sickness is to kill, is to destroy. I know our mind easily, once you want relief, our mind fixates on those tablets. But as New Testament believers, I don't expect you to be on them forever. You have to learn how to speak to your body. I do it every time. There are symptoms. So no one is exonerated because the word man is broken. Don't take it. And you know, we personalize it. My migraine, my ulcer, my cancer. No, sometimes we personalize it to invoke pity from other people. But we can look into the perfect law of liberty and be proactive about our health. Praise God. So Jesus is the will of God in action. So our focus today is Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible talks about it. God has sundry times, at different times, he has spoken to his people through the prophets. He has spoken, but in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, who is the heir of all things. Jesus paid the price for us. Healing is in our redemption. Healing belongs to us today. I titled this Healing Today. Healing is our inheritance. It is our right. Therefore, it's an aberration not to take our advantage of what truly belongs to us. Some people have resorted to faith, F-A-T-E. They say, even if I die with this sickness, I will go to heaven. But you can live and be useful to the kingdom of God. What, for whatever reason, maybe lifestyle, genetics sometimes, sickness breaks, but hey, the New Testament believer must know that the origin of sickness is not from God. When God created man in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, the word was used there. The word image, which means selem or demot, it's something that has to do resemblance, representation, similitude, model, shape. God does not have sickness in him. And as the one who carries the nature of God, we must not condone sicknesses and diseases. Can I have an amen today? And you know, this is a task for every one of us. But you have to get on that journey. If you're on medication presently, start to use your medication, continue in it. But hey, get onto that journey. You can save up that money and use it for something else. That's what I'm saying this morning. Sickness and disease, death came after the fall of man. The first mention of sickness in the Bible is from Genesis 48:1. Genesis 48:1, if we can quickly read it. And the response of God, he said, and it came to pass after those things that Joseph was told, indeed your father is sick. That was the first mention of sickness in the Bible. But what was the response of God? Exodus, that's the first time you will know the mind of God concerning health. Exodus 15:25-26. 23, okay. He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the water, the waters were messy. Therefore, he made a statute and an ordinance for them. There he tested them. Verse 26, and said, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, give ears to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put. The word put there simply means permissive. I will not permit. Job was fearful, so that which he feared greatly came upon him. I will not permit. I will put a restriction. I mean, there is a scripture in Isaiah. It said, when the enemy comes in, it's like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if anything tried to break into this body, you can say no. Just like you have in all the signages, is at the secretariat there. No parking, keep moving, no loitering. You can say that to sickness. You can say that to sin. You can say that to poverty. You have no place in this body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the territory of God. I create a blood line around my family. We will not spend money on sickness and diseases. Now, as I said, it is what you believe. And if you believe it, that's what you see. I love what he said about prosperity. You know,
a lot of believers, they are not opening their minds. They are not renewing their mind. They are waiting for the day that God will convert the wealth of Dangote to them and bring money to their first step. It's not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. God doesn't work that way. Your mind, the Bible says, after Lot has been separated. So there is a place of consecration for this thing. Jacob was left alone. There was a place of consecration. Jacob saw something that Laban didn't see. The same way, I said to people, don't be afraid. If you feel any symptom in your body, go to the hospital. Let them know what we are dealing with. There is a name that is above every other name. Isaiah 48 says the grass will wither. Luke 7, John the Baptist said the axe is laid at the root of the tree. Everything that my father has not planted shall be uprooted off. That's how to deal with sicknesses and diseases. Orienting from to bati bere, at the middle of my life. I know that it's this season. Which month are we now? It's in April. So around this April, this year, late. No. You can deal with it. You can stand your ground. That's the easiest way to deal with the devil. You stand your ground. The devil is like a she-goat. He smells. He doesn't easily give up. The Bible says even Jesus, he departed from him from a season. He will always come. His desire is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. And have life till it overflow. That is Christianity 101 for you. This is not JC. This is not Rotary. This is the kingdom of God. God is interested in your health. He's interested in you being well. If you are sick, you are useless to yourself. You are useless to your family. You are useless to the community. But if you are well, you can think creatively. You have sound mind to do things that you have been appointed to do. We must stand our ground against sickness, against the devil, against diseases. Don't tolerate them. Don't accept the fear that comes with symptoms. Don't speak the word of God. You know, in Deuteronomy 28, that's where you see all these things highlighted. And in Deuteronomy 28, if you begin to read from verse 14, 15, you see that they are categorized. For those of us who are medical people here, you'll understand it. Under that, you see pestilence, you see consumption, you see the inflammation, you will see extreme burning, you will see drought, you will see things that, you will see blight, anemia, you see tumors, Deuteronomy 28, 22, you see blight, anemia, tumors, inflammatory diseases. Verse 61, it says all the diseases that are known currently and the ones that are yet to come. Verse 65, you see trembling heart, anxiety, depression. 61% of terminal diseases are linked to unforgiveness. You can research it. So that means in this kingdom, your heart must be focused on love. On love. They said unforgiveness. We're starting a series from 2 Sundays from now. You see, unforgiveness is like drinking poison because Aki has an heart against me and I'm expecting him to fall down and die. It's not going to happen. I'm the one who ate that bit. I'm the one who is offended. So I'm the one who will live with that consequences. And if I don't, if care is not taken, it begins to work on anxiety, begins to work on it. Walls of my tummy can become thin and ulcerated. And then before I know it, one thing leads to another. And the way our body is, it's just one symptom somewhere. If it's not contained, it can spread to other places. 61% of terminal diseases have been linked to unforgiveness. I know science, we say, prove it. But the truth is that, in ministering healing to people, you ask them, and they can tell you. They can tell you if people who fight over land, that's it. They just have this unusual. They say, I've been well. But something just happened because we have this argument. And before you know it, that argument leads to bitterness, it leads to hatred. And before you know it, it leads to symptoms of diseases that were not once there in such bodies. Can I have an amen today? Let me round up. I have only 1 minute. Three enemies of our faith when it comes to the subject of healing. Number one, worry. Number two, fear. Number three, anxiety. Worry, fear, anxiety. If you allow any of those three things to have a way in your life, you will be developing symptoms of sicknesses. Fear, anxiety, worry. So stand your ground in faith. Stand your ground. What do you do? Stand your ground in faith, number one. Two, move things with your words, your confession. My son, attend to my word, incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health. Proverbs 4, 20-23, or medicine to their flesh. Number three, meditate and stay on God's word. Read, meditate, study. In Psalm 103, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead indeed dwells in you, that same spirit shall quicken or make alive your mortal body. So if you are having challenges with your head, can you get these scriptures down? Number one, Psalm 107, verses 17 to 20. You read, you study and meditate. Psalm 107, verses 17 to 20. He sent forth his word. So he has sent us his word. In Isaiah 33, verses 20 to 24, you see it written there. He ended it up by saying, none of the inhabitants of Zion shall say, I am sick. Isaiah 33, 30 to 24. Then Isaiah 53, talking about the sacrifice in this season, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 53, verses 3 and 4. Jesus confirmed it in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. He said he healed all. So whenever diseases are brought to him, he heals all. And then 1 Peter 2, 24. Please understand. We must understand who we are in Christ. I started my message with it. We are not of this world. And don't let the world keep you busy. We are not of this world. Your constitution is the word of God. That's where you know what God has in mind for you. And this constitution is do it yourself. You are just here, we call it service, just to reinforce what you have heard in the course of the week or you have interacted with in the word of God. We are not magicians. The ministry gift is given that way to edify, to strengthen the body. But ultimately, you take responsibilities for what happens in your space. We have a different being. Our language is not to say we are sick. And that's where the warfare is. I will tell you, that's where the warfare, the symptoms are banging, things are happening. That's the thing. How are you? Now, you know, you've probably, if you've been around Christianity, one of the things that people have been taught to say is that it is well. It is well. But we know your body's crying out. So, medicine will give you a temporary relief. And if you are building your faith, still continue with your medicine. But ultimately, God wants us well. And what do you do to stay away from sickness and live long life? Number one, honor your parents. Honor your parents. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2 says that honor your parents. Honor your parents. Number two, keep your tongues tamed. Keep your tongue tamed. The Bible says, he who loves to see life does not speak guile with his tongue. Everybody is getting sick. Everybody is getting cholera. Maybe I will soon get cholera. You will soon get it. Because you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken captives by the words of your mouth. Number three, I said, honor your parents. Keep your tongue tamed. Walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. A lot of people are sick, but when you look at the reality of that sickness, you can trace it to their attitude towards other people, attitude to themselves, attitude towards other people. If you don't love yourself, it will be very difficult for you not to live with sickness. Number four, be led by the Holy Ghost. Be led. It may surprise you. Be led. The Holy Spirit can teach you to change your lifestyle. The things you eat. Yeah, the things you eat. And then number five, eat right. Eat right, exercise and rest well. Eat right, exercise and rest well. Eat right. Even if it's one meal that you want to be eating per day, and let it be something. I mean, I don't eat more than once. Yeah. Not that I'm fasting, but I also understand how these things work, divine health. And God has put what will heal your body in the soil, in the plants. So identify it. Eat right, exercise and rest well. Number six, forgive. 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 When we get into the teaching, some people are still carrying, your grandparents fought over half plot of land. And it's been transferred to families in all the generations. And people are still fighting over that half plot of land. And they've sold it to you too. So you have continued that thing. No. Pull out. Pull out of that. That's what people call generational curses. And there are certain things that certain family holds on to. And so it has passed because they've allowed the devil. So it keeps multiplying in such lineage. We'll get into it in our series of teaching. And then number seven, say it. If you want to live long life, you want to be sickness free, say it. I am here for a long time to come. Yeah. I mean, sometimes in family, they said nobody reaches the age of 80. 45. And there's a friend of ours, I mean, he celebrated 45 some few days ago. Why? And she had a big party. So it was later that my wife was telling me, her sister, a lot of them died at 44. So she broke the jinx. You say it. You say it. I touch on this in our series of teaching. How do you deal with generational curses? It's just something that the devil has laid hold in lineage of families. Some people is adultery. Let me close with that. And the way you are living now, very soon too, you will prevent that sin. This is a kingdom life. Christianity is life. It's practicable. But I know the way it is. You know, I saw a video this week in a church service. The pastor was like that, and everybody, church members, were dancing. People are giving to such things as the meaning of miraculous. This is the book of the miraculous. If you want to live healthy, if you want to make wealth with peace of mind, if you want to live your career, this is it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. That is the only way you and I can make our way prosperous and we can have good success. Can you give us Joshua 1:8, TPT? Can we read together 1, 2, 3, go? So for those who speak English very well, I don't, I just do a little bit of it. You find out that that line of thought is like, is line upon line. So if you don't do the preceding verses, you can't get the benefit of the current verse. Let's read this together again. Ponder and meditate on it. Day and night, consistency. Make sure you practice everything written in it, for then you shall make. Amen. I said amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.